Hello, this is Jay Harrell, and I have the honor and pleasure today to talk to Mr. Ralph Brooks. Mr. Brooks is a very interesting person. He has a lot of experience. He was born in Lexington, Missouri.
Lafayette County.
In 1930. And without further ado, we're going to talk to Mr. Brooks about what was going on back then and his work and life experiences.
I was born in Lexington, Missouri, Lafayette County in 1930. On the 31st of May, my mother said I was born late on the 30th. I used 1930 for a long time. I mean, the 30th day, but then I got my birth certificate. It was 31. So my birthday May the 31st, 1930. And that was during the Depression. And things were pretty tough in those days. My mother was telling my father to go out and kill rabbits and things for us to eat. But he hustled. I had a brother the same way. That he had to go out and kill rabbits and squirrels and things. But we made it through the Depression. And in Lexington, we had one high school, and that would burn down in, I think, in 1940, and they built a new one in 1941 when World War II started in December 7th, 1941, and they built this new school, went to church for a while, school at the church. Then they built this new school for us. It was real nice, but it had all the kids from the first grade until 12th grade in that school. It was a nice school, the WPA, in them days, built that school. And I graduated from there in 1947. And I went to school with my wife there. I started in grade school all the way through high school. In 1947, and we were married in 1948. And my first kid was born in 49, Sharon Pitts. And we moved to Utah in 1950. And I worked at Ogden City Arsenal. It was a packing thing for overseas packing for the government. And I worked there about 3 or 4 months, and the railroad called me, and I started working for the railroad. And worked for the railroad for 13 years, and the railroad started dropping off in 1960, so they was laying off. It wasn't very many passenger trains running then, so I started with Thaco, and Thaco made me a manager of their management training center, and I stayed there 35 years. At Banjolet Trading Center. And I was just thinking back in those days, and I was 28 years old, and I had 6 kids. But we made it through those hard times and enjoyed them in a way, because we was always together and had nice meals. We all sat down at the table. My wife, Blavin, said all of us sat down at the table, and we ate together. And we discussed things during the time we ate. And nobody ate one plate and walk around a plate in the hand or nothing like that. We all had sat down at the table and ate and enjoyed our meals.
You can see that today is completely different than what Mr. Brooks is talking about. We see a lot of fast food places where kids are eating at one time, parents are eating at another They didn't have a good, they don't have a good idea of what their kids are doing. So you can see that in the past, we do have a foundation where we can get together. The families were together and we made things happen because everybody was working as a team. We need to do that. And we also need to respect our elders because they made a lot of sacrifices for us. You know, here's another interesting thing. Mr. Brooks knows something about World War II. Mr. Brooks, will you talk a little bit about how it was during World War II and what you did a little bit?
Well, in World War II, I remember the day that they declared war on Japan and Germany. That was December the 8th in 1941. Roosevelt declared war on Germany and Japan. And it was kind of a sad day because then they started drafting the young men and take them and send them off to war. And I went in service when I was 17 years old. I didn't stay very long and went back to high school. Because when I went into service, I was too young. I told my mother I was going in anyway, no matter if she did sign or not. So she signed for me to go in service. And when I went in service, we always thought about each other. So I think about my mother. She had scuffled and did everything for us and tried to feed us and everything without a father. And I gave her and sent her an allotment. She had an allotment come to her. The first time I gave my mother anything was $18.75 a month. That was lots of money then. But as long as I was in service, that they gave her that check. And she said it really helped her with buying a house she was in. It wasn't much of a house, but it was a house. And we all enjoyed it. And when I come back out, I went on back to high school. And that's when I had been in that same high school, but I went back and graduated with my wife, graduated in 1947. And we enjoyed things them days. When I first got married, I can remember we got married, and I had a job at Kent's Drugstore in Kansas City, Missouri. And I think I got about $37 every 2 weeks. And our rent was $19, and we was traded the Kroger store, when I got my check, and we'd go down and buy our groceries and things, and we had this little apartment in Kansas City, and we enjoyed that. And we was making what we made in 2 weeks there. I started making it 1 day. At times to pass on. And we'd go to the store to get our little groceries we'd have to have, and it wasn't nobody but me and her at first, and then the baby come along, and we moved on to Utah. And we enjoyed it in Utah. We started out with little nothing, but we worked hard, and she saved hard. I had a good wife. That's one thing I can say. You got to have somebody with you. And my wife helped me so that she could take a little something and make something out of. And we didn't have to have no really expensive clothes and somebody help her. We couldn't call back home and tell our mama that we needed something. We was all on our own. We had to do it. And we did it with 6 kids at 28 years old. And we enjoyed it.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks. What that tells you is that you can survive. Some people think if they don't have their iPhone or cell phone or a car or whatever, life ain't treating them right. Well, you know what? That's not true. You just heard Mr. Brooks tell you how it was and how blessed you are right now with some of the things that you have. You may not appreciate it, but look at overseas. Look at some of these other countries. You have it. Now, it's your obligation to look around and find something and step on the shoulders of men like Mr. Brooks and take it to a higher level. I'm saying this because you need to know It's good to complain, but it's better to make something happen. So I want you to understand that the world has never been fair and never will been fair or will be fair. You got to make it happen. I want this legacy of people like Mr. Brooks telling you how it was. Now, we're not even talking about race. You may wonder, why would somebody go from Missouri, which wasn't a great state, but why would they come to Utah? Well, it's opportunity. It's opportunity to live a better life. Are you willing to do what it takes to have a better life? It may take you to places where you can't dream of it. Here's Mr. Brooks to talk about a little bit more about that.
It takes a lot of sacrifice and things, and believe in God. That's one thing, you got to have faith in God and that you can make it. And my wife and our kids that go to church and things like that, and we believe in God. And so many kids nowadays don't believe in God and believe it. But if you have faith, you can make it. You can make it. And I had a son one time, after he left home, he said that, called back home, asked about something. And I told him, when I left home, I never asked my mother to give me anything, not even a blanket, a pillow, or nothing. And you got to make it on your own. You can't depend on somebody else doing this for you. We didn't have no father. My father passed when I was, I think, 4 years old. And my mother went all through that depression and stuff, tried to make it, and tried to take care of her kids and everything. And we all stayed together. I remember the time we had a table, one a bench on it. Everybody had their own plate and their own cup and all of that in them days. But we enjoyed those things after you look back at them, how far I've come. Now I got me a big home, car, and everything. And I enjoyed that. I worked hard for it. I didn't ask nobody about giving me this. I should have this. This was hard over there. I know it was hard. But we never did think about that. And we enjoyed our things being together was the main thing. And faith in God.
That's what you have to understand. It's not easy for anybody. The future may look bleak, but it's really not bleak because you have people like Mr. Brooks who's blazed the way. One question I had to ask you, do you know your history? Have you looked at the sacrifices that your grandmama, your parents, your great-grandparents did? Because it hasn't been that long ago when black people really didn't have anything. So when you think about it, you look at yourself and say, could I do what my granddaddy did or my great-granddaddy did? He could do what you could do. You can count on that because he didn't have anything or she didn't have anything, and they made something happen. You hear these old sayings, you get a quarter or a dime, and you make, it ain't 25, 26 cents. They made it last for a dollar's worth or a dollar 50's worth. Stop complaining. Make something happen, and it'll be better. It's tough times, but we'll get through it. And I'd like to thank Mr. Brooks for sharing this knowledge that's timely. We're losing resources every day. Learn from your people and keep on pushing forward. You don't have to go back. Just keep pushing forward. Mr. Brooks, you have anything that advice to give to some of these younger people that's going to hear this?
The biggest thing is be together with your family. Be a family. Be together. And don't be looking for somebody to help you. If you help yourself first, then you be helping your kids. And you, that's the main thing together. Help your kids. Tell them that's what they got to do, and you got to do things that help them and show them how hard it was. We didn't think it was hard in those days, but it was hard. I remember the day that we didn't go barefoot in the summertime. Because we had shoes, we went barefoot. We didn't have shoes half the time. Holes in them and everything. But we still went through those days and made it. And say, you can do the same thing. But be together with a family. Thank you.
And then I conclude, Mr. Ralph Brooks. I'd like to thank him for inviting me in. home and sharing his information for everyone. You have a good day.
I can think of lots of different things. I can't think of all this
stuff. Oh, you good. Well, what we'll do is, with this, see, I can edit everything.